Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to another episode, another edition of Talk That Tech, the
number one tech morning show in the world. You already know.
Numero uno.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, it's exciting time, y'all. It's exciting time. In fact, I was so excited that we had to like post this up early because we wanted to make sure that everybody got a chance to see what we're talking about. And also dropping, making sure that we drop the links to the call in link on every platform. We have it on the Talk That Tech show. We have it on my YouTube, on LinkedIn. So go ahead if you can and go ahead and call in for today's show. I know we have some people that are ready to talk. In fact, I got this one from Tech Coach Ralph. He says it's Sunday morning and I'm already waiting for this show. I have some thoughts on the TikTok ban. And we're going to definitely talk about it for sure. Good morning, Operation Tech Takeover. Peace and blessings to you, family. I'm glad you're feeling better. Hopefully you are feeling better after this weekend. And he said, what up? What up, y'all? What up? Yeah, we had a good time chatting on Saturday for sure. Then we're here, fam. Like the stream, share the stream, and subscribe to the channel. Let's go.
Please do.
Trey, how was your weekend, bro? How was everything going this past week for you?
Yo, weekend was solid, man. Solid weekend. Rain. You know, rain always, I don't know if it's my kryptonite or what, but it does kind of stop me in my tracks a little bit. I just don't like getting out in it, man. But it's been pretty crazy as far as that. But yeah, Saturday I had a birthday party to go to for one of my friend's daughters. So that was good seeing them. It's been a minute. And then Sunday, regular day for me, going to church, and then just really resting a little bit, get my mind right, you know. But rain stops me, man. I don't know, but you know, it was crazy. It was supposed to be really bad. It ended up being bad, but it wasn't as bad as it was supposed to be. Next door to us though, Oklahoma, they ended up having like four tornadoes. You know, it's still technically tornado alley through Texas, but we haven't seen that many. Oklahoma gets it like crazy though, but yeah, they ended up having like four of them. So it was tough for them, but we ended up getting the least of that, just the rain portion or something like that. But yeah, that was the weekend though, man. How about you?
Yeah, before I even talk, Tech Coach Ralph said, y'all see the tornadoes in Nebraska?
No, man. I didn't see it.
I didn't even know about it. I'm about to go look this up afterwards, because otherwise I won't be uninformed about or ill-informed about this right there. Yeah, he's like, I didn't know that Oklahoma had it too. So this was like a few places that were hit. Well, in regards to my weekend, we just basically celebrated our anniversary, being married for 11 years. I know I looked that young, so that you're like, wait, 11 years. But yeah, we've been around doing this thing for 11 years. And so it just was great to look back over the years and take some time away from the kids. My parents were in town, so that was basically what we did. We just took a night away and went to actually a comedy show. Saw Tim Meadows. I'm not sure if a lot of people remember Tim Meadows. I do. But yeah, Tim Meadows. He did a comedy show, The Stress Factory, and it was a good night. Went to eat afterwards, and then we just kind of called it a night. So it was good though. It was good. I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much. Yes, thank you, Tech Coach Ralph. Appreciate it. Yeah, man, it was our anniversary, so that was my weekend. It was enjoyable for sure. Good morning, Mitch is in the building. All right.
Good morning.
And then take over us. I'm 12 years myself. Congratulations to you, man. 12 years married. We could probably share some stuff, man, and have a private conversation.
Yeah, y'all got me beat. Y'all got me beat, man.
No. Yeah. Well, there's lots that you can teach me too. Oh man, so there's a lot that we got to cover in this show, brother. But let's talk about this conversation that happened that I was thinking about, because it was a topic of debate among different people in regards to Caitlin Clark. And this is just us breaking the ice, y'all. Let's not get into the nitty gritty, but let's talk about Caitlin Clark real quickly, because she was a topic in the WNBA draft that happened recently. And in regards to it, and y'all, I see y'all in the comment section, so thank you so much for the anniversary. Love, I appreciate that. And then Mitchell talked about the last interview. So I had an interview over the weekend with Sophia Saint, and she was we were just talking about different stuff, and they were just clowning in the chat, y'all. I almost spit out my water. So that's what he's talking about there. Oh man, it was hilarious. But yes, Caitlin Clark, man. Caitlin Clark, she was offered an unprecedented deal in the WNBA.
Big money.
$20 million was offered to her. So of course you might see that number and say, hey, men have been far exceeding that for many years, right? In the men's sport. But what really was kind of eye-catching is that just the discrepancy in regards to you know, the eyeballs that are on the sport back in the day to what it is right now. And that discrepancy has sort of starting to change a little bit. There's starting to be a new shift with this, with Caitlin Clark and a few others that are coming in to the WNBA, but definitely her pioneering the way in regards to having more eyeballs on it. So there's a lot of conversation and talk saying, hey, you know, there's not equity in this thing in the WNBA space, talking from women's sports and things of that nature. And so it was just kind of like, you know, this thing that was said for a while, like, oh man, this is, you know, this is terrible. But now that Caitlin Clark is here and things are starting to change, what we're starting to see is that the pay gap is starting to diminish now. And the reason why I bring this up is because we talk about tech, right? We talk about technology. We talk about all these different things. What up, Recruiter Cousin? I see you on IG. What's up? We're talking about WNBA, Caitlin Clark, real quickly before we get into the show. And so the question that I wanted to propose to everybody today, you know, and I'm going to talk a little bit more before I get kind of deeper into it, but basically, is the pay gap in women's sports, specifically basketball, warranted? And what I mean by that is the debate that came up in conversation on social media was like, hey, they didn't have a lot of eyeballs on the sport. It makes sense for them not to get paid as much as they do. However, yes, in the conversations that I'm hearing, for example, I think it made only $60 million last year, which because NBA is subsidizing the sport, it's kind of a loss. It's counted as a loss. But in my opinion, with everything that's going on right now, I think there's new conversations that could be happening, right? They moved the Indiana Fever to a larger venue right now to make sure they can accommodate all the new people that are coming in. So the question is, again, is the pay gap in women's sports, specifically basketball right now, warranted?
Yes.
Talk about it, Trey.
No, man, I'm going to be like, you know me, man. I'm always keep it 1,000. When you talk about how they get paid, you get paid off of what was and then going forward. So people are talking about all the buzz now and, you know, everything now, but it hasn't happened yet. They're getting paid off of what happened the previous year. You know what I mean? Now, because she came in, she got a little bump, right? Which is great. That's great for her and that's great for the sport. But it has to, like, you probably won't start seeing major changes across until next year, because they gotta, like, that's, you know, that's when those sponsorships come in. That's when they'll get more airtime on the different networks, and the networks can pay for, just like the NBA. Like, the NBA then started having the huge paydays until these networks started paying crazy money to have them on their on that channel. And it's going to be the same thing there. I will say it till I turn blue in the face, and I'm dark skinned, so you already know it might be hard. In order for them to get paid more, more women are going to have to support. It just is what it is. The same women that are like sitting on the sidelines saying that they need to be getting paid more are not turning on the channel. Most of them, I'm not going to say all, right? Mm-hmm. But most of them are not turning on those games and watching them and making sure if everybody wants the money to go up for the WNBA
support,
at the bare minimum, turn the game on. You can just leave it running while you cook or while you do, you know, get on TikTok or whatever else you're doing. If you're not going to watch the game, at least put it on the channel and leave it running. That's what's going to change it for them. You going to the games, showing up, paying the money. If you're not doing it, I don't want to hear it, because it's not going to happen. Life is not set up like that. You know what I mean? It's not because it's the men and the men are getting paid a lot more. It's because those deals that they, you know, that they have with those networks allow them to get paid that. And it will go up as long as people support.
Yep. Yep. I think so. That's the case too. And I was going to talk about, you talk about viewership, and that's the reason why the money is coming Caitlin's way, because the Clark Iowa Hawkeyes lost to the NCAA tournament game to, you know, we saw South Carolina, but drew a record 18.9 million viewers, an all-time high for women's basketball. So that's why the money's coming her way. And hopefully this is a ripple effect that spreads to other athletes in the sport, because this deal that she's got is more than Asia Wilson, or more than a lot of people that are right now in the WNBA. So a lot of people like look at the side eye like, but hopefully it draws more attention to the sport. And they, from that ripple effect, like you said, the campaign should be turn it on. Just turn it on. Do what you need to do throughout your day, but make sure that when it's women's basketball time, you're supporting one way, shape, or another. And Tickle Drought says,
how wanted to change.
He said, how are we supposed to watch Housewives at the same time?
That's probably what some of them are thinking. Maybe. Yeah. That's probably what some of them are thinking. But, you know, I don't know. I'll say it all the time. You know, if they wanted to change, you got to go show up to the game. Go, you know, courtside seats, probably, you know, $300. I don't know. No, I'm just playing. But seriously, though, showing up and going, that will change it for them, because, you know, more attendance equals more dollars. And then that obviously equals more eyeballs. And so if they can prove that to the networks, then they can put sponsorships and ads and all these things, which make them money, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I had Mitch said that women need to support women. I think we all need to support, especially if you feel the game. Like, I appreciate the women's basketball game. There's a lot of fundamental things that I don't see as often in men's basketball that I appreciate from their side. So it's like it's a lot of different things. Like, if you love the sport and if it's your thing, definitely support. And this is where technology comes into play, right? Like Trey said, literally just put on the TV and do it. Like Zoom used to say back in the day, come on in Zoom, come on and watch this thing, right? And I think you'll enjoy it. And Head Coach Ralph says, at the end of the day, it's a business, money versus how people feel things should be. I'm happy she's getting her money. That's right, it's a business.
Me too.
Yeah.
And that's the part that people don't think about, right? It's you know, it's fun in games when you can go back and forth and say, you know, oh, you know, they should be getting paid this, or, you know, why are the men getting paid that? But ultimately, those people at the top, they do not care about that. What do the numbers say?
Bottom
what
line.
Do the numbers say?
Yeah. And I don't know if CC or Angel Reese, they said if it's enough to raise viewership. In my opinion, it does raise viewership a bit. But the Clayton,
for how
Caitlin
long?
Clark, but yeah, but the Caitlin Clark effect is definitely real. It's definitely real.
For how long?
Oh.
I'm not, look, and y'all, I'm not hating. I promise I'm not hating. I'm just being kind of realistic on that side, right? And just being realistic. You know, a lot of times people want to see it and they want it to happen, but they're not willing to do what it takes to actually make that happen. I already said what I think should happen. I think they should lower the goal to 9 feet, right? They already have the smaller basketball, but if they lower the goal to 9 feet, we'll get more dunking, right? We'll get more athletic plays, which, you know, that's why you show up. Ultimately, on the men's side, you're there to see those like high flying plays, those crazy, you know, oops and all those things that make it exciting. Believe it or not, people ain't watching Jokic for his you know, little shuffles and throwing the ball up. It's crazy to see, like, how did that go in? But you really want to see those alley-oops. You really want to see the dunks and, you know, the no-look passes and stuff like that. So if they lower it to 9 feet, we'll see more of that, make it more exciting. I know one thing for me, I really don't like to see those wide-open, just smoked layups and stuff like that. It's tough. But we'll see how long it lasts. We'll see how long it lasts and if people can actually show up. I hope they do. I really do.
Yeah. We could definitely talk about this for a minute, but I want to get to the next topic because I know we have a friend of the show who's ready to talk about this. So I wanted to get on to the next part right here, and then we could definitely, we might have something else we could talk about when it comes to the league, y'all. Maybe we create another show. I don't know. But in regards to the next segment, we have the TikTok bill being signed, y'all. The TikTok bill.
Boom, 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 boom.
And what does this mean?
Yeah.
What does this mean? Before we continue this topic, go ahead, like, comment, and go ahead and subscribe to the channel if you're not already. If you're on LinkedIn, definitely come on to the YouTube side and let's do that thing. But yes, go ahead, brother.
What does it mean? It means that President Biden, he signed that thing, you know, he put that thing in motion. He signed the bill on last Wednesday that gave TikTok, actually the parent company ByteDance, 9 to 12 months to find a buyer for the app, or they're gonna face a U.S. ban. All right. So basically, the legislation was embedded in a $95 billion foreign aid package that also provides funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Anyway, but listen, TikTok, they actually vowed, they said to legally challenge the measure, and they're like, look, this is unconstitutional. This is not what y'all said y'all are about. This is unconstitutional. It says the company argued that the law infringed on the First Amendment right of its 170 million U.S. users, and it maintains that ByteDance is not controlled by the Chinese government. Again, it's not controlled by the Chinese government over here. So, you know, basically, if TikTok is successful in the courts, basically the forced sale process, it could be halted. Potentially giving the app more time to operate freely in the U.S. So, this battle is going to be super complex, and it's probably going to take some months or possibly up to years to get this thing all, you know, leveled out and resolved. So, you know, it's like, oh, snap. But then at the end of the day, it's not going away anytime soon, you know, or going anywhere anytime soon. So, we'll see. I'll tell you one thing. What we definitely know, nothing is happening before this U.S. election. I can tell you that.
I agree with that. I think this election year, a lot of things start looking kind of nice and shiny, and a lot of people's quote unquote agendas are being met. But when I first saw this, I thought about the business side of it in regards to, okay, let's say this does happen and everybody loses their content from TikTok or whatever. Like, for example, like it happens that they don't sell it. They decided to say, you know what, we're just going to let this thing die. You know what that does for competition, right? The Instagrams of the world, or would Vine be revived, or other sources of small form content? Will they come out of the woodworks and try to take the place that TikTok did? And so that's the first thing I thought about. And I wanted to like get everybody's thoughts on that as well. Like, what do you think would happen if something like this was to happen?
I wouldn't. Oh, you just went mute, bro. I think.
You hear me now? I'm sorry about that. I don't know how that happened.
Yep.
But I was just asking, like, what do you think, right? Like, in regards to the competition area, like, how would that impact competition now that TikTok's out the way? Would new people start emerging, rising up, trying to take their place? What are your thoughts on that, audience? You can get that put in the chat, or you could call on the show. Either way, we would love to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, eventually, I say for either side, right? Eventually, if it did, like, say, hey, a couple years from now, it went away, I think immediately, like, there will be someone or some company that is a direct copy of what it was, and they'll try and, you know, get in there. Similar to what happens probably over, like, you know, in other countries, you know, a lot of times when there's a large company that pops up, if they don't have all their, when their copyrights or, you know, if they don't have all that stuff, sometimes you'll get a direct competitor overseas that does the exact same thing. And like you see it with like literally, what was it? I can't think right now, but there was a few different things that has happened over the years where they're a huge company over here in the US, and then in other countries, there's the same exact thing, same exact structure, layout, all of that, just a different name for that same type of product. So I would assume, you know, all the other companies would go ahead and get their stuff right and do the same thing, just to make it easier for people to transfer their life over.
I mean, Instagram is already competition. So they're like,
yeah, exactly. I just don't think it's happening. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. I'm looking at the comment section. Tech Coach Rouse says buying the J phone from China. Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Not the iPhone, the J phone.
I didn't know about the J phone, but I'll go ahead and get that Samsung. Where Mitch at? What's the best Android
equivalent?
Tell me, man. Yeah.
Oh,
man. I'll go ahead and switch over.
Well, we got somebody on the line here. I was going to bring up his comment, which he basically said a lot of lies being told by political parties, and we got to bring him to the stage right now. None other than OTTO. What up, brother? Welcome to the stage.
What's going on? What's going on, man? How y'all doing?
Oh, great. I can't call it.
My take on it is if they know any kind of U.S. history with business, I say they just going to rebrand and come back as a different company. And that'd be the easiest way to go about it is if you know it's going to go down and you know even trying to go the legal route, it's not going to go in your favor. Just brand it as a different name and, you know what I mean, just come back out. You have already got the structure. You've already got everything else in play. You already know what to do. You got to change your name. That way, you know, and it might have to, like you said, have like a different party to kind of be your shell corporation to not draw so much attention. But just come back out as a different name and get right back to the bread.
Right, yeah, man. That's hilarious. Mitch said rebrand the TikTok too, which that would be real trifling, but hilarious at the same time. That would be legendary if they did that. Or they could just, you know, pull that Prince, man. Artist formerly known as.
Right. Just come back as a symbol. You know what I'm saying?
Sky yeah, man. Yeah.
But I mean, that'd be the smartest thing to do. You know you're going to lose the legal battle, but you've already got the structure. I mean, how many U.S. companies do it all the time? Go bankrupt, come back a month later as a totally different company. And
yes, indeed.
Same thing. You know what I mean? The former president has done it on multiple occasions. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Trump has had multiple companies that have died and came back to life as brand new. So, you know, if they really want to hang in there, they really want to be in there, that'd be the smartest and easiest way to go about it. That way you don't have to worry about the competition taking your shine. You know what I mean? So that's my take on it.
I appreciate that. But yeah, no, I totally agree. That would be the easiest and probably the, you know, simplest way to get it done.
All right, brothers. Y'all have a good morning, man.
Yeah, all right, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yep.
Oh, man. I got to go to this comment section before we bring up our next guest, though. We got Mitch said, yep, rebrand TikTok too, LOL. Oh, man. Made me laugh out loud. That's hilarious. I bring none other to the stage. Mr. Tech Coach Ralph himself. What up, Tech Coach Ralph? Welcome to the show, sir.
What's going on?
What's going on, man?
How's it going? About this whole TikTok thing, right? There's like a bunch of questions that I think we need to ask, right? So my first question is, what is the threat? Right? Because all they tell you is like, oh, China can get access to your data. Like, okay, what type of data is on TikTok that they're accumulating? You know?
Mm-hmm. And bro, it just real quick, the part that gets me is like, if that was like, if y'all are serious about that, why is it taking y'all so long? Like, they've been had it. What did they say? They said they had 170 million. They already got 170 million users, U.S. like information. Why, if that's y'all's real concern, why it takes so long? There's 170 million people, man. I'm with you. That's all I'm saying. I'm with you.
And reading, like, I was, because I'm reviewing, I reviewed an article for it, right, that I'm going to be reading, like, later this week. And the from what I read in the article, it's like, they might be able to give their your data to the Chinese. Like, it's like, it's not nothing. It's like, it might happen, you know? It's a possibility of happening.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it did happen already. Especially all those little items you can buy off of it, off the TikTok shop.
Now the next.
But a lot of those companies are U.S., bro. I didn't even know, but they get there in like a few days.
Who benefits from the ban?
The competition, in my opinion, and the we know who the big four letter word. probably the biggest competition for them,
because you have like Instagram, you could do reels or whatever on Facebook, you have shorts on YouTube, on X, you have like you do 3 minutes and stuff like that, right? I don't see none of them like, oh no, this is wrong, you know? It's like, hey, we're gonna benefit off this.
Yep.
And oh, now, for sure.
The last question is, who does it hurt?
Let me know. Who does it hurt?
So, in my research, right? So, you know, content creators, they get paid on TikTok for, like, whatever. I don't know how much they get paid, but people get paid. Apparently, they get paid pretty good sometimes, right? So, that's one aspect of it. How many people in the U.S. does TikTok employ, and what is their pay range?
Oh, they get into the bag. I don't know how many it is. But they definitely get into the bag, and they got a few different spots. What, California, New York? I don't know where else. But Seattle. Yeah, they definitely. Mm-hmm. I've seen their campuses too. I've seen their campuses. They're pretty nice.
Very nice. And yeah,
I was curious too, so I did a search on LinkedIn. Shout out to Sophia from LinkedIn, right? I did a search. They have like 3,000 job openings in the US, and
wow,
they like the pay range, like most of them started at like 100k to like up to like 300k depending on the role. And now lastly, what is the usage of TikTok like globally in the US, like compared?
Probably number one.
I mean, from users, right. Easily all day.
Like 5%.
Oh, wow.
So they don't have to care about the U.S. market.
Yeah. Mm.
And if you could buy, like, so if they're forced to sell, is it that you want TikTok or you want their algorithm?
Oh, they want, yeah. That, bro, they want the information themselves, bro.
So if they're like, if TikTok, like, if, because the thing is with TikTok, the algorithm that TikTok uses, that's the same algorithm that they use for their other social media. Like, I forgot the name of the one that they use in China. So if they say like, well, we're not selling the algorithm, then companies don't want to buy TikTok. So it's like, what, like, what's the purpose of it? You know what I mean? So there's so many different aspects to it that a bunch of people who don't know anything about tech are deciding upon overwhelmingly. Yeah. Like, and whenever all like both sides agree that way, I'm like, all right, something's got to be wrong.
Facts. Especially when you know they don't know anything about it. Like, they have no clue how it works. They don't know about the internet, man. I'm sad to say it. You know, so I'm with you.
We've seen it time and time again. With the Senate trying to grill Mark Zuckerberg and the CEO of Google. They're like, wait,
come on, man.
Okay, this is how
they're trying to break up Apple over a blue dot. Like, come on.
Bro. They just, all they know is, oh, this is causing a commotion. they don't know what it is.
It's trash. 2032, man. Y'all. 2032, like we had with the. That's what
it is. You know how much damage can be done in those 8 years left?
A lot.
A whole lot.
Might be already getting by then. Who knows?
but yeah, like, so like when I was reading the article, those are the things that I was thinking about, right? Like, so like there's like at least four different aspects to it that I think in a lot of cases it might end up hurting more people here than it's gonna hurt over there, because remember, they're still global, you know.
Yeah, they good. That's for sure. And I agree with you on that one, man. I don't think they maybe looked at the full picture. They're just looking at what they want and then they're just trying to bully them, you know, trying to bully them like they always do. But we'll see what happens for sure.
Well, Trey, here's a question for you then.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is it that they're not looking at the full picture or they just don't care?
I don't care.
Yeah, come on now. They definitely don't care. We know that.
Because all they tell us, like, oh, they might get your dad. I'm like, I never put my social security in or my address mm-hmm. or anything in any of these social media platforms. And it's like, yep. Oh, you know, they might catch you like doing some stupid dance, and now like China has your information. They can blackmail you or something. I don't know, right? You become some spy or something.
Bro, man, no way.
Ain't no way.
But they know the general population. If you just mention something like that, mm-hmm. With the cyber stuff that happens, then they just you automatically kind of link that together if you're not thinking about it. Right. So that just it makes that go higher in your mind. It's like, oh, snap, they can get my information. Yeah. And then now you're on the bandwagon, but you don't even like, bro, when you signed up, you put in your name or probably some fake name and an email address. Come on, man. Now, as far as your habits, you know, like your habits and stuff like that. Yeah, they got that. But I mean, OK, Facebook been having that for a decade. Like. Mm-hmm. When you put in all that information and your favorite book and your favorite song, your favorite artist, and et cetera, like, come on now.
And one last stop before I let you guys go and finish up the show, right? What is it possible that being that, you know, Facebook is an American company, Google is an American company, X is an American company, that they can easier and easily force them to give whatever data that they want versus someone who's not an American company who is not beholden to the American government to turn over data?
Yeah.
It's all about control.
Play by your rules. Yeah. That's what it's always boiled down to. No, I'm with you on that, man. Those are some good points, bro. Good points.
Let me get out of here before I get y'all in trouble, all right?
No, but before you go, let's plug you real quickly. When do you plan to do that show that does a deeper TikTok ban? When do you plan to do that?
I'm releasing it on Friday. It's already like recorded and everything. Just scheduling it for Friday, the episode of The Bug Bite. And we're going to be breaking down an article where sources from TikTok and China says that they're not going to sell, regardless of what. They're keeping their algorithm.
Period. All right.
So I won't sell it either.
Y'all hear it here first. All right. So go ahead and subscribe to Tech Coach Ralph's page now. Hit the bell icon so that you can be ready for that episode when it drops, because it's going to do a deep dive. We react to stuff here like as if it's brand new to us, but Ralph took time to go deep into this. So definitely check that out. 5% of their market share. That's not huge at all. So that could mean like, Bon Voyage, you know, or not, that's terrible. Bye. I say bye. That was
Bon Voyage.
Bon Voyage, yeah. That was terrible. But bye, you know, basically to the U.S. market. So that's something that we got to really kind of keep an eye on or pulse on, and definitely have a conversation about that later. But y'all subscribe to Tech Coach Ralph on YouTube.
Do that.
And hit the bell so that you don't miss this part of the conversation. Thank you so much for dropping in and bringing that knowledge with you, brother. I appreciate that.
All right, guys. Yeah,
appreciate you.
You too, man.
All right, now.
All right, that was great. So glad I have that. And we have Mitch said, adios. Hello, I'll use that.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably could have.
That's the easy one.
That's the easy one. What up? Good morning. Good morning, Ms. Williams. How you doing?
Good morning.
Oh, good to see you.
Good morning.
Jose.
Yo. All right. Yes, so, sir. You know, it's crazy. You know, we were just talking about that band, and speaking of bands, you know what I mean? How about these non-compete bands? Did you hear about that?
Oh man, we're gonna talk about it. But before we do, we got the good old bulletin board for y'all.
Bro. You know what's crazy? I forgot we hadn't did that yet.
Yeah, I know,
it's
right?
6:30. That's crazy. Let's get into it.
We have an action-packed show today, and we want to make sure that you get all the good nuggets. Like always, this segment is powered by Black Tech Global, your premier directory for upcoming tech events. So definitely, if you're not hip to it already, go ahead and go to Black Tech Global. We're only going to give you a snippet of what's going down because there's so much. But first and not last, the Black Tech Collective is bringing an event coming this Monday, today, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the Washington, D.C. area. It's the Tech Talk Salon Series celebrating International Black Women's History Month. So definitely check that out if you are in the area. It is $0.00 to get involved with that. So definitely check that out if you're in the Washington, D.C. area and you want to support. Then we have the Afrotech Meetup. This is actually happening not only in Nashville this May 3rd, but it also is happening in NYC on May 9th. So you have two opportunities there, but I'm going to show you the one that's happening in Nashville. $13.67 to join the wait list there. Ticket sales end soon. So you want to get involved with that if you are in the Nashville area. And then check on Black Tech Global to see about the New York City location as well and what's going down there. Then we have in Boston, Massachusetts, the Boston Black Women in STEM Meetup. This is happening May 4th, and the location is to be determined, but go ahead and check that out for yourself. $35 for general admission, but if you are looking for a community within the STEM arena and you're a woman of color, definitely check that out for yourself to get involved. And so we have none other than this event that we've been talking about for a while. I was able to interview her as well, Miss Shannon. And that event is no other than Diversitech. Diversitech is coming May 7th, and it's going to be a couple of days now. It's happening in Philly. So definitely, if you have not got your tickets, go ahead and purchase it. There's student passes, there's general admission. There's one-day passes as well, like a Friday pass that's $100. VIP is around $249, y'all. That's one of the best prices that they have, and you're getting loads of stuff. I spoke with Shannon myself. There are loads of stuff that y'all get for that VIP pass. So if you can be in the Philly area, again, this is going to be happening from the 7th to the 10th. Go ahead and check that out. Now, we're almost done, y'all, so don't go anywhere. Last but not least, we have available right now for you. This is going to be BYP Network Leadership Summit in NYC, New York, my old stomping grounds. This is actually sold out, unfortunately. But it was not sold out when I first brought it up. But if you know anybody that's going, great. They have future events as well, so definitely lock in with them. There's ways to follow them here right on the channel. So you click that follow button, get started right there, and you can be able to follow them for more. But that is it right now for the show. And we want to just thank you so much for being able to lock in with us as we go through the bulletin board. Back to your regularly scheduled programming. Dun, 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 dun. I know, right? Yeah.
No, man, y'all hit those up.
Yeah, definitely hit that up. Go check out blacktechglobal.com for more. And before we go to the next segment, I'm going to go to the comment section real quickly because we got a couple of things up in there. We got Ty in the building. He said, yes, pull up to Diversitech. He said, I might have to call back in for the non-compete. Please call back in for the non-compete. We definitely need that.
Run in, yeah.
And that's right, Miss Williams. You're never late for the show. Never late. Never, never, never. Come on in. And you know, speaking about like the bands, like you said, let's get right into it, Brother Trey.
Yeah, bro. We got some bands. We call it the non-compete bands, right? We all know about that non-compete at these jobs and stuff like that. Well, guess what? The FTC just issued a final rule banning non-compete agreements nationwide, baby. All over. Gone. Big Shaq Shazam gone. All right. Anyway, it will be. So this was going to make the non-competes unenforceable for the vast majority of workers after the rule's effective date, which is expected in late August 2024. Around the corner. Not long. All right. So the FTC, they estimate that this rule will lead to 2.7% more new business formations per year. Resulting in actually around 8,500 new businesses created every year just based off of this new ruling. So that's a good sign. It's also expected to increase the average worker's earning by an additional $524 a year. We know that some people are going to learn how to get this thing through the roof. All right. But that's just the average that they're talking about. And then they said that the rule bans non-competes for any worker, regardless of title, job function, or compensation. All right. But there is a narrow exception allowing them for senior executives who actually it really represents a super small amount of workers, like 0.75%. So not that many of them, but there is a small exception for those as well. So the existing non-competes, right? Like, what if your company already got the non-compete set up on your butt and you trying to figure out like, yo, is this, do I need to leave and then come back? No, those existing non-competes will be unenforceable after that effective date, except unless you are in a senior executive role, right? Remember, majority of those will stay the same, but some of them will allow for senior executives. So anyways, y'all, this rule is expected to have a significant impact on the healthcare industry, where non-competes run heavy and strong, right? They're coming with physicians and practitioners and stuff like that. So apparently they about to run the bag up over there. Remember, that's go where the money flows. You know, so you need to figure out how to get in there or how to get it done if you are a physician and practitioner, for sure. So anyways, the legality of this FTC's authority to issue this rule is already being challenged, right? Obviously, you know, it's some people at the top. It's some people at the top that's like, hey, nah, hold on, what you doing? So they already challenging it in court. But we'll see what the outcomes are on this, y'all. So like, how would this ruling impact the job market? Are y'all thinking that, hey, maybe you might have some skills that you might want to put into effect now that this is, coming down the pipes in August? Mm. Let us know. We want to know. Mm. Joseph, what you thinking, man?
Before I even talk, I'm going to go to the comment section, because Tech Coach Rob said, didn't they say it's also retroactive? That's an interesting question.
Yes, sir, they did.
Yeah, because that's...
Yes, they did.
That's one thing you just said. It's like, hey, from now on, right here, bloop, it happens. As soon as it starts. Mitch said, one of those higher-ups probably tried to get another go to another company and couldn't, so they changed the law, LOL.
That's it.
Yeah. Bro.
Like, Mitch's plan, or he might be serious. I'm with you on that, man. I be thinking some of that happens. Like, you mess with the wrong person, you just don't know who they know, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely runs heavy in healthcare for sure. And Tech Coach OTTO says, yep. He works in the healthcare field, so he knows. Like, this right here, this is going to affect a lot of people. I think it might affect the tech industry in a lot of ways, too, you know, in regards to just how we roll in general. You know, there's a lot of jumping from company to company. So,
yeah,
you mentioned I'm leaving tech to go to tech back trade. I know, right? Let's do it, man. But hey, same ecosystem. But at least
exactly.
can't take no trader inside trader secrets.
Yeah,
Keep all your patents here. Imagine that, though. You could literally take some stuff that you worked on and bring it someplace else. Anyway, it's probably already happening anyway. But let's bring up Tech Coach Ralph up in the building. What up, brother? How you doing?
What's going on?
What's up, man? I know, right?
So what I wonder about this, right? Well, first thing I wonder, like, okay, so can they say, like, next year or 2 years, we're going to get rid of NDAs as well? You know, they just arbitrarily decide, all right, we're going to get rid of NDAs, non-disclosure agreements. So that's one thing. The other thing, though, is if you guys started a company and you need to like developer and stuff like that, you got your proprietary information and stuff. And now after, like, you're sharing like what you want to build, you're sharing your ideas and stuff like that. And then they start building it out and they say, well, now that we see that this thing is going to work, I'm just going to take Trey's or Joseph's idea and I'm just going to build it for myself.
Yeah.
And now, because, like, let's say you might not be like the technical dev person, but you hired them. And now that they have there's no such thing as non-compete anymore. Now you're out because they stole your idea, your algorithm, your formula to go do it on their own. Yeah. So that's one concern that I have about this.
Is that something that could possibly happen? Yes, indeed. And I personally think it definitely is. Like, all over the place. It might be, I wonder, I don't know how deep that goes, but you know how some companies have like this, I guess Coca-Cola, right? They have like that secret ingredient that like you just can't touch. Like, are you going to have to do something like that for everything? You know what I mean? Like, are you going to have to go ahead? But like, it might be more risk up front where you got to now try. If you think like, hey, this is going to be crazy, do you have to get it like copyrighted? Not copyrighted, but you know, are you going to have to put in big money to have everything proprietary to you before you even give the thought and idea over to like one of the dev workers? Like, I don't know. Would that even be worth it? Because what if it doesn't work? Now you're out of thousands. And, you know, that I don't know.
It'll get pretty shady. It'll be shadier in business than it already is. I got to go to the conversation real quickly because Mitch McGraw a good point that we could talk about. Like, nah, NDA got to stay. I totally agree with that. He says, you know, how many people leave an Apple to go to Android? Woo! Sooner or later, the colors start looking different. The shape of the phone start looking different. But it's so true. Like, I think that there's degrees to where, you know, this can actually, you know, I guess in a way it's trying to have a little bit more freedom of movement. But in regards to just intellectual property, IP being stolen, which it already is, but now it's a little bit more, a little more freedom to do that. That could be a very, 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 very challenging thing. And it could cause a lot of businesses to get a loss of income, you know, because of the way people might handle that information. But yeah, go ahead, Ralph. I know you have more you want to share.
Yeah, I mean, when Trey was talking about like, how many the numbers that they were giving us out, like, this many new businesses and all this type of stuff.
Yeah.
What's going to be the quality? Like, if people can't stay to get things done, because part of non-compete is to like help people stay and grow the thing, but we just jumping around place to place. What's like, how is anything ever going to get done? Like, and all that to get $524 on average, like more a year or something like that.
Well, you know, it's on average, but there's going to be some people who, like I mentioned, they're going to know how to turn that bag up for sure. Like, there are going to be some people who are working on some projects that they're like, oh, this is going to be crazy. And I know that, like, they might, like, say, for instance, you know how sometimes you have ideas and they just don't come to fruition? Well, now it's like, yo, no, I know that putting this on social media is going to blow it, like go crazy or whatever. And because the company, you know, might be a huge ship instead of like a, you know, a Sea-Doo, now I can just leave and do exactly what I said. And then, you know, they're going to turn it up because they know. Now, like you mentioned, there's going to be some other people who, like, oh, I can just take this and it's going to be, you know, big McDowell's energy, all right? They got the golden arches. We got the golden arcs.
McDowell.
They got the Big Mac. I got the Big Mick. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's going to be crazy for sure.
And when you think about it, like, with a couple of things with non-competes, right? Usually they're, like, laid out, like, okay, these are the things that you can do if you leave, and these are the things that you can't do, right? And then the other thing is, like, I don't recall anyone ever like putting a gun to your head saying, hey, you have to sign this non-compete. It's like, it's your choice whether you're going to sign it or not work here, you know? And if your skills are good enough, if you're valuable enough, companies will buy out that non-compete. Like, if there's a fine or whatever associated with it, they can pay. Like, they say, oh, if you go and you do this, it's going to cost like $20,000. And if a company really, really wants you, they'll pay for it. So that's, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't want my, you know, putting in all this hard work and then now somebody that I've been paying to do this, like, well, now that you've paid me enough to do all this, now that I have you've paid me to give me your idea, I'm going to take it. I'm going to go and create my own thing with it.
You're thinking the same direction. I'm thinking, like, now I could see people literally, hey, I'm going to go to this company so that I can get this information and then I'm out. Like, I could see that happening. I would be interested to see. I mean, if people are smart, what they would do is look to the people who got the most money and see how they run it, right? Like, how are they changing up their contracts and stuff like that, like the Apples of the world, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And then just follow, you know, probably follow suit to something like that. Because I know there's no way some of the stuff that they're doing there, they're going to, you know, is going to get out of there.
Corporate espionage. Or, corporate espionage right now.
Yeah, yeah.
On the bright side, maybe Andrew's going to get that blue dot now. So I don't know.
Hey, you know, they talking about it. We'll know if all of a sudden it just started popping up blue and it's like, oh, what happened?
Not gonna be happy.
Exactly. Awesome.
All right, you guys. Well, everybody, do me a favor. Like the video, share the video, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell. This information is too good for you guys not to do so. All right.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. Yeah. Friends of the show.
Guys, take care.
You too, man. Take care. Now, friends of the show, definitely Tech Coach Ralph. Definitely follow his channel as well. He's got a lot of good deep dives in regards to the technical aspects of what a lot of people do. And so definitely follow through with him for sure. We're going to be wrapping up this show pretty quickly, not because of time, but because there's just so much information here. And this is a little bit of a sad story. I don't know if you guys heard of this story before, but this actually happened with the use of AI. And this is something that we kind of hinted at before in just regards to just the way things can turn with the use of technology, how great it can be, but then also how damaging it could be as well. And so with this story, it's sad, but a school principal was actually framed using AI by his staff. And I'm going to go through it real quickly. According to a CBS News article, a Maryland high school athletic director named Dazon Darian has been accused of using artificial intelligence to impersonate Pikesville High School principal in a racist and anti-Semitic audio recording. Allegedly, of course, we want to say that, allegedly, he created a fake audio clip in response to discussions about his job performance and contract renewal. The recording made it seem like the principal was expressing frustration with Black students' test-taking abilities and making disparaging comments about Jewish individuals and two teachers. The audio quickly spread on social media, causing significant repercussions, including Eisworth being placed on leave. The principal being placed on leave and facing risk of his family's safety. Experts analyzed and recorded and found it contained traces of AI-generated content with human editing for adding realism. Multiple recordings were spliced together using large language models like OpenAI and Bing Chat. And the person that's accused of doing the crime faces charges including theft, disrupting school activities, stalking, and retaliating against a witness. Wow. He was actually arrested at an airport while trying to board a flight out to Houston. And authorities say that appears to be one of the first cases of its kind in the country and are calling for new laws to address this nefarious possibilities of this technology. So it really was something else. Yeah. Like, it really was something else in regards to just literally this guy taking this, you know, and it looks like he's trying to flee the scene, but literally taking this this approach to, like, you know, over a job performance and contract renewal, like committing this level of crime. And now they have to kind of like put things together in order to convict him, because there's not really a law specifically for this type of crime. So again, this is all allegedly. I want to make sure I emphasize that as well, for legal purposes, but it's just kind of a thought to make you think, like, man, like, we talked about this before, about this woman getting a call that her daughter was kidnapped when her daughter was in the house chilling, like nothing ever happened. So this was always with the use of AI. And so we live in a world that is moving faster than we catch up sometimes with. What are your thoughts on this, y'all, in regards to this framing? Like, are you worried that AI crimes will actually increase because of what's going down? What are your thoughts on that?
I think they are. They definitely will, especially as they get better and better, right? You know, you know, now you might need a few, you know, you might need a paragraph or two of somebody talking. You know, eventually you might just need a couple sentences, or you might need it now. I don't know. But yeah, it's really interesting to see how he did that and what he used it for. just dude, just go to another job, man. Find another one.
Yeah.
Like that's really not even necessary. And it's one of those things where now, you know, you've tarnished his character. So he had to take a leave of absence just so that they could figure out, you know, what was going on. Like, hey, did you really do this or not? And then you have, you know, there's always the people who jump to that first conclusion. And now you're scarred for life in their mind. So now, you know, you just assassinated my character and how I move. That's I don't know. That's tough. I would hate for something like that to happen all the time and to keep happening. So I'm sure they're gonna be getting to work on this and figuring something out.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with that. I'm gonna go to the chat real quickly. And he said Ty Switz said Sally, more to come in regards to AI crimes. He said Mitch said this AI is scary when you use it for evil like this. I mean, there's so many levels to the evil that people can really use it for, honestly. The lawmakers are need to get smarter. The people that actually put these laws into action, into motion, are going to need to be aware of what's going on. Not out of complete fear, like, oh, we got to blow up the whole thing, like they try to do with TikTok, but like just get an understanding and see how we can intercept this potential stream of crimes. I'm not just one or two, but a whole bunch. I think about the elderly population, those that are succumbed to even just people calling on the phone saying, hey, your computer is broken down, we need your account information, right? Those people, it'll get harder for them because now it's going to be sound like their grandson, or now it's going to sound like their daughter, or now it's going to sound like a friend that they actually know, because this was used was AI generated voice. And so let's go to the comment section as well. People use whatever tool at their disposal to be malicious. That's what Tech Coach Ralph says. And the rumor gets a thousand mile head start before the truth gets off the starting line. That's true.
For sure.
Yeah. And then Tech Coach Ralph says another thing too, like OTTO. I mean, he said, all I'm going to say is Sora. Sora.
Probably. He probably.
Taking the images and actually putting it to life in a very, very realistic way. Because Sora's getting smarter really quick. At first, you could see a little bit of like, okay, this looks a little bit like it's kind of figuring out the imagery. But now Sora looks like somebody filmed that, like, with real actors and actresses in it. So yeah, that definitely is going to be very interesting. Because now you got to say, wait. I wasn't there. Here's my alibi. That was fake. Like the evidence that we need to have to support where we are and our alibis is going to get serious. Tech Coach Ralph says, LOL, lawmakers getting smarter, the best joke of the day. I agree. I'm having hope for 2032 that one day, the younger generation will get into where they need to get into power and we'll be in a better place.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, man. What I don't know if you have any additional thoughts to this, but yeah, this is something I was thinking about in regards to AI crimes like this.
No, man. That basically what I said earlier. That's a scary one for sure. And you know, again, it's hard to come back from. I mean, you know, he probably will because of the nature of what happened. He probably will, but there I could see a bunch of instances where they won't be able to come back from, like, you know, their character and their name would be tarnished severely for that. And I don't know, I could see instances where that happens and it could cost them money and also just their reputation and what they do. And so, man, it's an interesting setup that he just did for that, man. I don't know.
Sometimes we have to have more questions than answers, and this is one of those moments where got a lot of questions and the answers will hopefully flow. We gotta unpack this later for sure. But speaking of unpacking, we got our favorite segment within the segment. The Brown Box Special is here.
Let's unpack this Brown Box Special, man.
Yes, sir.
Brown Box.
The Brown Box Special. I think you should take this, brother. I think you
Okay. Yeah. So listen, y'all, Brown Box Special, the CEO of a company I was working for was convinced an employee was stealing. He asked me to write a falsified affidavit claiming I witnessed it.
What?
Told me to find a new job when I refused to do it.
Oh, my.
That was it. So, yo, ain't that crazy? That's some crazy stuff right there. What they said, though, they said they probably they were in the process of whistleblowing that whole situation. Right. And what I'm thinking is the reason that CEO probably said, hey, you need to find a new job is probably because they knew, like, yo, since they didn't go for it. Oh, they know I'm corrupt. They know what I've been doing all these years or something like that, you know, and they had to get them up out of there. But they did say that they were in the process of whistleblowing that because you just can't be doing stuff like that. That's crazy. That's crazy, man.
That's crazy. He basically said, like, listen, it doesn't sound like you're down for the cause. So,
yeah.
If you get one of
you look like you're down for the cause. Yeah.
But you're not. That's so cool. you gotta bounce. And Tech Coach Ralph said, say what? Yeah, but if you think about it, listen, if you get fired for a situation like that, you can hold your head up high because then you know that you stand on integrity, and this is not a company that you wanted to stay with anyway. You know, like if the CEO is willing to make you do something like that, it's not a company you want to stay with anyway. You'll figure it out. You bounce back, but that's a good sign to be like and disappear.
I'm out.
But yeah, man, thank you so much for rocking with us. Thank you, IG, as well, for rocking those that are there. LinkedIn family, IG family, YouTube family. Thank you all for rocking with us on this episode. Yes. And Tech Coach Rob says, stand on business. That's right. Stand on business.
All 2024.
And y'all, if y'all can do it, go ahead and share this with others. We definitely would appreciate you doing that. Share with us, share with others, let them know that we're doing this live on Mondays. And if we could grow the channel right now is 728 people on the Talk That Tech show, as you see before. But listen, y'all, we're gonna do something crazy. We're gonna see, hey, if we could get this to like 5,000, maybe we do 2 days. If we could get it up to 10,000, maybe 50,000, 100,000, 5. So the more that we could get to follow the channel, the more you're going to see of us. Let's just put it like that. So so go ahead and rack up those subscribers, and we'll definitely try our best to be here, be a support, accommodate the growth. But we need to see the growth so that we could grow and give you more.
That is facts.
I appreciate Tech Coach Rob said, have a great week, fellas. Great show as always. Appreciate that.
Appreciate you.
There are laws to protect against retaliation. That's true. Oh man. Joseph trying to bribe us. Hey man, I'm just saying, yeah, as long as you can help us grow, we'll give you more. He said, I take bribes. We got an award. Y'all better not hold on to my plaque like Shannon does to Ocho. Lisa Miller, good up, Lisa. She said, thanks for all you guys.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you so much. Darcel in the building. Take care. Great show.
All right, Darcel.
Thank you so much, man. Yeah, that was hilarious. Bitches always bringing the comedy, man. Y'all have me spitting out water on Saturday. Sure. Today got me chuckling in the morning. Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all for sure. Oh man. Well, brother, that's it.
That's it. Another one in the books. We appreciate y'all for popping in, for stopping in on the number one tech morning show in the world. Talk That Tech. We out.
Peace and elbow grease.